Hi, hello, and how are you? Dort College basketball back on the air as the Dort College Defenders take on the Peru State Bobcats. Non-conference basketball play back here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Did not warm up much in the last 24 hours. In fact, we've lost about 13 degrees from what it was yesterday. On the plus side, not a lot of snow coming down in Mitchell, as opposed to yesterday when we saw 4 or 5 inches on the ground. The Dort College Defenders hoping for a repeat performance, as they were victorious yesterday over Dakota State for Peru State. They're trying to bounce back after a late-night loss last night to the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. I don't know what time they finally got finished up last night here at the Corn Palace. They tipped off a little after 10 o'clock with Dakota Wesleyan and Peru State, and in the end it was Peru State falling to Dakota Wesleyan by a final of 97-87. Dakota Wesleyan led 46-31 at halftime. Unable to track down a full box score on that one, but I do know that Peru State shot 50% from the floor. They forced 9 turnovers, gave up 9 turnovers, and they were out-rebounded by a significant margin, 29-22. Dakota Wesleyan able to take advantage of good ball movement. They ended up with 20 assists on the day as the Peru State Bobcats fell to 7-6 with that loss last night. For the Dort College Defenders, a 9-8 record coming into today's game after that win yesterday over Dakota State, and really game that Dort College controlled for the most part for about 35 minutes. It took them a little while to get going, and then in the last 10 minutes of the first half really exerted control and controlled most of the second half as well. Dakota State did make one run back at the Defenders, got it back to within 11 after trailing by 21, but never really felt like the Dort College Defender lead was in jeopardy. They responded, pushed the lead back out to plus 20, and everybody in uniform yesterday was able to get on the floor. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it takes place here at the Corn Palace. Dort College going for their third win in a row at the Corn Palace, and that is a rarity. It's tough to win games, obviously. If Dort College is able to pick one off today, it will come against a team that is not wearing Dakota Wesleyan jerseys, as was the case yesterday. But Dort College victorious earlier this season over Dakota Wesleyan here at the Corn Palace in GPAC play. Victorious yesterday over Dakota State, and they'll play Peru State here, tipping off in about 7 or 8 minutes or so. This Peru State team is 7-6. They're 2-1 currently in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Bobcats won 3 games in a row to start the season, then dropped 4 in a row. Since November 29th, Peru State is 4-1, with one of those games a forfeit win over Grace University. That's a school out of Omaha, Nebraska, that is closing at the conclusion of this school year. Quantese Hunter is the leading scorer with a 23.5 points per game scoring average. He adds 4 rebounds per game with 44.6% three-point shooting success. James Westbrook is good for 15.6 points per game. Terry Moore is scoring 11.8 points per contest. Nolan Cass is flirting with double figures as well. He has a 9.9 scoring average. Peru State is getting outscored 86.2 to 85.7. They convert 46.5% of its field goal attempts and allow 45.4% success. Peru State is getting out rebounded 38.5 to 35.7, but has forced 183 turnovers in 11 games played, while giving up 165. The Dort College Defenders and Peru State Bobcats played earlier this season. Peru State came from behind and forced overtime against Dort on November 10th in a classic hosted by Northwestern. The Defenders ended up losing a 102-97 decision. Winterfeld had 17, Lang had 16, Henriksen 15, Van Lingen added 14. Hunter scored 27 on 12 of 24 shooting for Peru State. Nolan Cass scored 18. We're getting set for Dort College and Peru State. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at starting lineups for today's contest right after this. Continuing on then with our starting lineups, we take a look at the Dort College starting lineup. And they will start their regular five, the five we've become accustomed to. Alec Henriksen wears number 3. He is a 6'2 junior from Spirit Lake, Iowa, averaging 14.3 points per game. Marcus Winterfeld wears number 4. He is a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 12.5 points per game. Number five is Chad Parkham, a 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 8.4 points per contest. Chandler Brunsting is a 6'1" sophomore from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.2 points per game. And Kobe Critchley is a 6-foot junior from Roseville, Minnesota, averaging 13.8 points per game. Off the bench for Dort College, we anticipate Andrew O'Donnell playing some minutes. He is a senior from Sioux Center, averaging 6.6 points per game. Ben Gaysink's number 15. He is a freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 5.9 points per game. Jesse Jansman, number 21, is a freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 9.6 points per game. Kyle Lang's a freshman from Mason City, averaging 8.3 points per game. Josh Van Langen is a 6'6 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 6.6 points per game. And we might see Zach Bussard. He is a sophomore from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 2.4 points per game. And we were told yesterday that DJ Feikster was dealing with migraines. He was not in the building yesterday. He is in the building today, but he doesn't look like he is going to be playing today. He is not in uniform. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with this opening tip right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. And we have tried a couple opening tips. And we have not been able to get one to the satisfaction of the official. Opening tap is up and controlled by the Dort College defenders. Alec Henriksen hands it off to Kobe Critchley. And here come the Dort College defenders with their first possession of the evening. College swings the right side over Barkamel. High-low pass goes down to Winterfeld. Winterfeld puts it up. Shot blocked. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up in traffic. Lost it, and it's picked up by Peru State. Peru State long pass into the front court to Hunter. Hunter in traffic. His shot no good. Jump ball alternating possession. It will be Peru State basketball. So Peru State with a basketball. And Peru State will trigger it in. Down on the far end, hailing out of Peru, Nebraska, Peru State. With the basketball is Westbrook. Westbrook hands it off to Moore. Moore taking it in against Brunsting. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Outfield of outlets over to Brunsting. Brunsting nothing there. Hands it off to the trailer, Winterfeld. Winterfeld looks into the corner, finds Critchley. Critchley left corner three, good. Kobe Critchley with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders take a 3-0 lead. So Kobe takes the lid off of the bucket right away for Dort College, driving the other way. Easy look for Seth Snoddy, unable to knock the shot down, though. He was all by himself underneath the basket, misses the short shot. Barkema, left corner, same spot. Critchley hit a shot from moments ago. Instead, Dort College will work it around. Comes back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, they bring the double team. Winterfeld from the corner. They don't get out on him. Misses long. Rebound cleared by James Westbrook. Westbrook with the basketball. Turns on the Jets. Shovels it off. Shot is up and good. Two-point bucket for Seth Snoddy. Makes it 3-2. 3-2 our score. Into the front court with the basketball. Dort College comes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld double teamed. Winterfeld reverses the pass, and it's taken away by Terry Moore, and a reach-in foul called on Kobe Critchley. So Kobe Critchley, whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Peru State will be inbounding the basketball. And the Bobcats to trigger it in. James Westbrook looking to throw it in, and he gets the ball inbounded to Biondolo. Biondolo up the floor with it on the right hand, and Biondolo is fouled on the play by Chad Barkema. Rich Collison making that call. Rich Collison, Chad Schlagel, and Steve Scheppel. That one was a bit of a head-scratcher to me. Barkema gets whistled for the personal foul. Shot on the way, no good. Long rebound, though. It's taken down by Snoddy at the free throw line. Tipped and controlled. Here comes Quantese Hunter at the free throw line. His 15-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Chandler into the front court. Doesn't have the numbers. Picks up his dribble. Passes right side over to Critchley. Critchley to Barkema. Barkema right corner as you face the hoop. Gets it away to Henriksen. Henriksen, Critchley. Critchley with it in the corner. Critchley over to Barkema. Barkema with a basketball. Barkema, right side, Brunsting. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Swing pass over the top. Gets it over to Henriksen. Henriksen into the corner. Barkema. Barkema, three. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Brunsting. Tries to save it in off of a player. Ends up missing the Peru State player. Now Peru State heading back the other way. Right-handed layup is up and down for Peru State. Peru State with a two-point bucket. That's Terry Moore. Moore with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 4-3. Barkema with a basketball in the lane. It's stripped and taken away by Moore. Moore driving the other way. Moore lays it up off of the glass. Good. Terry Moore, the senior from Kansas City, stripped Barkema that time in the lane and gets the easy basket. And now we have a foul called. And you can hear Coach Ross Dalma's displeasure with that call, and I would agree. They call Marcus Winterfeld for a foul in the lane. So Ross Dalma displeased. There have been a couple of head scratchers already in this one. Both of them by Rich Collison so far. So we'll see what develops out of that storyline. Dort College goes with the second platoon. With the basketball is Lang. Lang. And now we've got that, my friend, is one makeup call. An illegal screen called on Noah Vasa. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number one on Peru State. O'Donnell will inbound the basketball. O'Donnell gets it into Lang. Lang back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side over to Gason. Gason gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Lang. Lang right side back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, top of the key. Jansma. Jansma on the left side, back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Lang. Lang, three from the wing. Missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Peru State. Up and running with it is Quantis Hunter. Hunter with a finger roll and Quantis Hunter with a two-point bucket. Dort College, a slow start. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. Timeout. Charge to the Dort College defenders. No, timeout. Charge to Peru State. They call a timeout as Dort College was set to inbound the basketball after the made basket. So Peru State by 5, 8-3. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up is Lang. Lang against token pressure applied by Westbrook. Ball deflected out. Gasing picks it up on the perimeter. 16 minutes left to play in the first half. Left side pass goes over to Lang. Lang to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, back over to Jansma. Jesse with the basketball, pick and roll, tries to feed it off to Van Langen, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Peru State. It will be Dort College basketball. Alias Roberts Burnett checks into the contest for Peru State. Inbounding will be Lang. Lang gets it in to Van Langen. Five to shoot. Throws it behind Jansman. Dort College has not been sharp here in the first 4 minutes or so of this contest. And a foul called in the lane against Dort College. So foul called on the defenders. And Kyle Lang whistled for his first personal foul. Quantis Hunter, a 76% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe where he will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good. Hunter, a senior from Chicago, averaging 23.5 points per game. He's the team leader. Another free throw on the way for Quantis Hunter. Second free throw is up and good. That one catches nothing but nylon. He's got four. And Peru State owns a 10-3 lead. 10-3 our score. Lang into the front court. Dort College with the basketball. Lang in between the circles out front. Dort College, they feed it to Van Langen underneath Gasink. Gasink with the basket. His shot is good. And a late foul call on Westbrook. Westbrook whistled for the personal foul. And Gasink will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot for the three-point play. So North College backed up then 10-5, and a free throw on the way for Ben Gasing. Gasing, a freshman from Sioux Center, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and he does. Ben Gasing knocks down the free throw. North College down four, back the other way, and a right-handed layup crossing over to the left-hand side is James Westbrook. Westbrook on the foot race to the other end of the floor makes it a 12-6 contest. North College down six. Kick out pass, Lang. Lang to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three from the corner. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with a three-point basket, continuing the hot shooting that he had yesterday when he hit double figures. Quickly up the floor with the basketball is Roberts Burnett. Roberts Burnett, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Shovels it off to Lang. Lang with it. And Lang is going to be called for traveling. It was very nearly called a travel when he received the pass. And then when he put the ball on the floor, he did get called for a travel. Peru State, James Westbrook bringing the basketball up against Lang. Dort College down three, 12-9. But the way this thing started, felt like Dort College was down 10 or 12 already. Instead, they're only down three. Roberts Burnett passes it off, gives it away to Vasa. Vasa, leaner in the lane, shot no good. O'Donnell able to battle for the rebound, tips it over to Lang. Here's Gasing. Gasing off of the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by Peru State. Coming back the other way is Westbrook. Westbrook shot with the right hand, good. James Westbrook. Right now when Westbrook gets it, it's just simply a foot race to the other end of the floor, and he's getting into the lane with no problem so far and getting to the basket. Pass goes into the corner, Lang. Lang, another corner three, missed it, no good. Fight for the basketball, taken away by Gasing. Gasing off of the glass, good. Ben Gasing with a two-point bucket, he's got five. Dort College trails 14-11. 13:50 remaining here in the first half. Dort College down to Peru State by three, 14-11. They give it to Vasa. Vasa runs down the lane with a basketball and gets a slam dunk at the end of it. I thought a travel call was going to be coming. Shot no good by Van Langen on the other end, but a foul called on Vasa. Vasa whistled for his second personal foul, and Josh Van Langen will go to the free throw line where he will shoot two free throws. Dort College down 16-11. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, the dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Farmers Mutual and Insurance Association of Holland, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Another free throw on the way for Josh Van Langen after he makes the first one. He's got a second one on the way, trying to cut this back to a three-point ball game. Marcus Winterfeld waiting at the scorer's bench, and he will check into the contest. Winterfeld is in along with Henriksen, Lang, Gasing, and O'Donnell. North College will do this sometimes where they will search for combinations that will work out of the 10 or 11 players that they play at the same time, or I should say that are in the rotation. And now we've got an offensive foul called against Peru State. I have a feeling neither head coach is going to be happy with the officiating when this one is all said and done. People who know me say that they'll know that when I say a little squirrely, that's what we've been so far. 6.5 minutes through this first half. Odd basketball so far. Peru State with it. Here's Gasing driving in. Scoops it up with the right hand. Hangs on the rim. Won't fall through. And the rebound is taken away by Peru State and Snoddy. Snoddy gets it away to Biondolo. Biondolo passes right side. Three on the way from the corner. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Here comes Dort College. Alec Henriksen into the front court. Alec kicks it out to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three from the wing. In and out. No good. Peru State with a basketball. Coming back the other way is Biondolo. Biondolo driving. He'll put up the pull-up jumper from 15. It's good. Marley Biondolo with the two-point bucket. North College trails 18-13. 18-13 our score. Throwing the ball in for North College will be Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting will throw it in from in front of the Peru State bench. Brunsting gets it into Critchley. Critchley with it on the right wing. Kobe back out front. Henriksen. Henriksen three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball back over to Critchley. Critchley to Chandler. Chandler on the wing. Chandler Brunsting gives to Barkema. Barkema just inside the three-point line from the left corner. Missed the shot. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Peru State. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball. Trailing 18-13 are the defenders. Critchley will throw it in. Gets it in to Brunsting. A fresh 30 for Dort College to work with. Winterfeld to Henriksen. Henriksen spins. Holds his pivot foot. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Fires it back out front for Critchley. Critchley three ball. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by James Westbrook. Westbrook flying up the floor. Shovels it off. Layup right hand. Good for Marcus Nolan. Nolan with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 20-13. Pass tipped. Taken back by Brunsting. Back over to Winterfeld. Now Henriksen. Henriksen, Critchley, Critchley, Brunsting, and what do we have? A foul called away from the ball. And that foul's going to go against Seth Snoddy. That's his first, as he and Marcus Winterfeld were jockeying for position. That happened right in the middle of the lane. Dort College inbounding. They get it in over the top to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up. Henriksen, Henriksen. To Critchley. Critchley, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Reverses it right side. Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. His pull-up jumper from 12 is good. Chad Barkema with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 20-15. 20-15 our score. James Westbrook passes left side to Biondolo. Biondolo puts it on the floor. Stops on the wing. Gets it away right side. Peru State with a 20-15 lead. Pull-up jumper from the right baseline is up and down for Peru State. That was a basket by Terry Moore. Moore went out with six. Peru State leading 22-15. Critchley on the wing. Back over to Barkema. Barkema. Brunsting. Brunsting. Henriksen and Alec Henriksen. 1,000 career points with that two-point basket. Dort College trails 22-17. Steal on the other end by Winterfeld. Here comes Critchley. Critchley has it tapped away, regains possession of it, lays it up and down. Kobe Critchley with 5 points. Dort College back to within three, 22-19. We approach the midpoint of a fast-moving first half of basketball. Pass comes right side. This is Moore. Moore driving down to the baseline, hands it off. Seth Snoddy hard to the hoop, and he is fouled. He gets the shot to go. And now he will shoot for the three-point play as Peru State reestablishes a five-point advantage, 24-19. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Free throw missed, no good. So the three-point play opportunity fails. And Peru State leads by 5, 24-19. 24-19, our score. Snoddy, a 69% free throw shooter, missed that one. So Dort College trailing by 5. Will inbound the basketball. Critchley to throw it in. Critchley to Henriksen. Henriksen off the glass, too strong, no good. Fight for the basketball, and it's taken away by Snoddy. And Snoddy is fouled on the play by Henriksen. And that is foul number 6 on the Dort College defenders. For Henriksen, that is foul number 1. Peru State throwing the ball in. This will be Marcus Nolan. 10:01 left to play here in the first half. Peru State owning a 5-point lead. Peru State has led since it was 4-3. Dort College got the first points of the day. Peru State came back with a pair of baskets. Reach-in foul called on Chandler Brunsting. That's his first. Team foul number 7 already on Dort College. So Peru State is going to go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity with Seth Snoddy, 6'7 senior from Daly City, California. Free throw is off the mark, no good by Snoddy, and the Dort College defenders will come back the other way over the basketball. Critchley over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell feeds it. Left side, Critchley. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, right side, Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting to Henriksen. Puts it on the floor one time. Back into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, another three. Andrew O'Donnell with 6 points. And the Dort College defender lead, the Dort College defenders cut into the Peru State lead, but Peru State answering back almost at will. They're able to get into the lane. Marcus Nolan, a driving lay-in. Dort College trails 26-22. O'Donnell driving in, kick out pass, Henriksen, high archer, three, missed it, no good. And we've got a foul on the play called on Seth Snoddy, his second. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. So Biondolo, doing a little bit of research on him. He's only played, this is his fourth game played this season. Pass goes right side over to Critchley. Critchley gives it up, Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen at midcourt. Dort College down 4, 20 to shoot. Pass goes right side, Brunsting. Brunsting comes back over to Critchley. Critchley in the lane. His floater is up and down. Kobe Critchley a little more assertive offensively. In the last couple of games, Dort College trailing 26-24. Steal by Henriksen on the other end. Here comes Dort College. Dort College has the numbers. Pass goes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball feeds it to Van Langen. Van Langen reverses it. Brunsting. Brunsting sets himself. His three is good. Chandler Brunsting gives Dort College a 27-26 lead with the three from the corner. They come back over to Paulus Sakinas. And Sakinas on the fast break opportunity is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws. Well, Biondolo, last season for Peru State, averaged 10.6 points per game. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Sakinas. Sakinas, an 83% free throw shooter, not a big sample size. This will be his seventh free throw shot. That was his seventh. This will be his eighth. He has missed one thus far. 8:07 remaining, first half. Tied at 27 apiece. Second free throw by Sakinas is good. And he's got a season average. 1.6 points per game. He makes a pair of free throws. With the basketball is Critchley. Critchley into the corner, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball, and Jansma is held on the play by Westbrook. And Jesse Jansma will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Jansma had 4 threes yesterday in the win over Dakota State, 16 points. He'll go to the free throw line here and shoot a 1-1. 7:57 remaining in the first half. So 1-1 opportunity for the freshman from Sioux Center. It's up and down. Another one on the way for Jansma, 81% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Second free throw is up and down for Jansma. Jansma makes them both. And the Dort College defenders have a 29-28 advantage. So Dort College, after trailing by as many as 7 at 30-20 and again at 22-15, have cut the gap and actually have taken the lead on a couple different occasions now. First time was at 27-26, and now they're up 29-28 with a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. and by People's Bank, the locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa, also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Ben Gaysink guarding the ball handler. That is Biondolo. Biondolo picks up his dribble, gives it to Sakinas. Back to Biondolo, lost it on the way up. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It will be Peru State basketball. Peru State inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Biondolo passes it into the corner to Hunter. 10 to shoot for the Bobcats. Lob pass over the top for Sakinas. Help defense by Critchley. They get it back over to Biondolo. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Biondolo's three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Sakinas. Sakinas with the basketball. Back to Biondolo. And Biondolo runs over the top of Kobe Critchley. Gets called for the charging foul as Critchley comes out from behind the charge ring and sets up to take the charge. And Bob Ludwig wants a timeout to talk things over with his Peru State team. This will be a full-length timeout. Let's take a break ourselves. We'll be back with more from the Corn Palace. Dort College leading 29-28 with a basketball. 7:19 left to go in the first half when we resume play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College Defenders leading Peru State 29-28 with 7:19 remaining here in the first half. The Dort College Defenders battling back from an early deficit. They now have the lead and the basketball with an opportunity to build on the advantage. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. Ben Langen with the basketball on the wing. Dort College, right side, Gaysink. And what do we have? An illegal screen called on Jesse Jansma. Jansma whistled for an illegal screen.
Turning for Peru State, L.J. Westbrook.
James Westbrook will bring it up. Westbrook gives it up to Sakinas. Sakinas back over to Westbrook. Westbrook at the free throw line. Westbrook, pull-up jumper is good. He's got 6 points. Peru State reestablishes a one-point lead at 30-29. Gaysink for the basketball. Gaysink back over to Jansma. What is going on? We have had so many calls away from the basketball today. This time it's going to go against Peru State. Josh Van Langen will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a 1-and-1. Team foul number 9 on Peru State. And a double bonus time from here on out after this set of free throws for both teams. 1-and-1 for Van Langen is up and through. Josh Van Langen, 3-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. Right around 60% for the season. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Van Langen makes the free throw. He has now made 4-of-4 today. And the defender lead is 31-30. Steal by Jansma in the backcourt. Hands it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the front court. Andrew with it at the free throw line. Off balance. Gets it back outside Jansma. Jansma in the lane. His floater, and he got hit on the arm. Jesse Jansma will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot 2 free throws. He and O'Donnell both can get into the lane. And that pull-up jumper, strong enough to get that shot up. Foul called on number 2, Polis Sakinas. First free throw by Jansma is good. Another one on the way for Jansma. Jansma 3-for-3 now from the charity stripe. Good to see Jesse attacking the basket. Not just settling for jump shots. That's the challenge of a good shooter. North College 32-30 lead after Jansma makes one of two free throws with the basketball. Crossover move by Roberts Burnett. Burnett ties it with a right-handed layup. 32 all, 6:07 remaining here in the first half. With the basketball, right side, goes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. He gives it up Henriksen. Henriksen tries to feed it underneath for Van Langen. Not a good angle, and Henriksen throws it away as Van Langen had his man sealed, but did not have a good angle on that pass. Ball ends up going out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Van Langen will check out of the game. Winterfeld will check in. 5:56 remaining here in the first half. 32-32 our score. Peru State. This is Westbrook. Westbrook to Hunter. Hunter driving in. Vertical contest by Winterfeld. Kick out pass to Roberts Burnett. Roberts Burnett with a three-point bucket. Peru State has a 35-32 lead. 35-32 our score. Jansma at the elbow. Comes back to Lang. Lang scoops it up with the left hand. It's good. Kyle Lang able to hang in the air and get the shot to go. He is the 10th different player to score, beg your pardon, 9th player to score for the defenders here in the first half. North College trailing 35-34. Out front with it is Hunter. Hunter gives it up to Moore. Moore has three pull-up jumpers to his credit so far. Quantese Hunter gives it up right side to Vasa. And we've got a foul called on the play against the North College defenders. Hunter will go to the free throw line. That foul is charged to Marcus Winterfeld. That is his first foul, beg your pardon, his second. And both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. Hunter, 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far today, makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. Checking in, Chad Barkema. Checking out, Andrew O'Donnell. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. And by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Both free throws made by Hunter. 37-34, Dort College. Down by three. With the basketball out front is Lang. Lang gets it away to Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the lane, puts it up, and he's going to be fouled on the play by Noah Vasa, and Vasa doesn't know what he did. Quite honestly, I don't either. To the free throw line to shoot two will be Marcus Winterfeld. It has been by guess and by golly at times here tonight. Been a while since we had one of these. Free throws on the way for Marcus Winterfeld. First free throw is up, in and out, no good. Another free throw on the way for Marcus. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Winterfeld makes one of two free throws. He is the 10th different player to score for the defenders. North College trails 37-35. 37-35 our score. Driving into the lane. Are they going to give him that? They will. Continuation call, the spin move, and getting the shot to go is Terry Moore. Moore with a three-point play opportunity. So Terry Moore now with 8 points. He'll go to the free throw line. Chandler Brunsting checks out of the ballgame. Chandler checks in. Checking out is Jesse Jansma. Jansma with a pair of fouls here in the first half of this one. 4:41 remaining in this first half. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Terry Moore completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College trails by 5, 40-35. Lang with the basketball. Lang right side. Winterfeld. Winterfeld takes it up strong. Partially blocked by Sakinas. Here comes Peru State. Peru State with the basketball. Off-balance shot. No good. Rebound Sakinas. Sakinas over to Moore. Moore fires it into the lane. Scoop shot. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's down on the floor. Now we have a hold called on the defenders. That foul is going to go on Henriksen. Alec Henriksen whistled for his second personal foul. And a free throw, two free throws actually on the way for James Westbrook. James Westbrook with a pair of free throws, 6'4 senior from Salem, Oregon. He's got 6 points, 15.6 points per game average. Misses the first one. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange and City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. And by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Westbrook misses one, makes one. It's back to a six-point advantage for the Bobcats. 4:11 left to play, first half. Left side pass goes over to Brunsting. Brunsting sizes it up, gets a screen from Van Langen. Now they pass it down low to Van Langen. Van Langen, two players around him. Barkham out of Lang. Lang, three players around him. Floater, shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touched by Dort College. It'll be Peru State basketball. 41-35, Peru State by 6. Peru State into the front court. Westbrook picks up his dribble. Westbrook passes off to Marcus Nolan. Marcus Nolan gives it up to Hunter. Hunter on the wing. Hunter gives it up. Sakinas to Hunter. Marcus Nolan. And Marcus Nolan puts his head down, drives into the lane, and gets the shot to go. Dort College trails 43-35. Dort College has surrendered 6 points in a row. 3:25 and counting, first half. Pretty important segment of the game right here. With the basketball is Barkema. Barkema gets it away to Henriksen. Henriksen, Barkema. Barkema, left side, 15 to shoot. Barkema still down on the baseline. Spins it off to Van Langen. Van Langen to Brunsting. Brunsting puts up a three, kicks it off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Westbrook. Westbrook, left side pass, Hunter. Hunter, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Gets it away to Brunsting. Brunsting to the free throw line. Back over to Lang. Lang, shot, short-armed it, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Marcus Nolan. It will be Dort College basketball. O'Donnell is in. Barkema is out. 2:49 remaining. 2:49 remaining. Lob comes into Van Langen. Van Langen facing up against Sakinas. Van Langen turn around in the lane. Got a clear look at it from 10 feet. Not going to get many of those. He left it short. Here's Hunter. Hunter in the lane and a block called on Van Langen. Josh Van Langen whistled for the personal. His first. And free throws on the way for Hunter. Hunter, 4-for-4 from the free throw line today. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. By People's Bank, with the locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa, also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Hunter, a 76% free throw shooter, misses them both. Dort College has the back, trailing by 8. Pass comes to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen passes to Lang. Lang out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side, Brunsting. Brunsting pass behind Lang. Lang has to go get it. Comes back over to Henriksen. 9 to shoot. Henriksen drives in over the right hand. His layup is good. Alec Henriksen with 4 points. 1,001 and 1,002 for his career. Dort College trails 43-37. 43-37. Dort College down 6. Three-pointer on the other end, no good. Taking down the rebound over the top is Terry Moore. Kick-out pass, three on the way, is up and good. Quantese Hunter had plenty of time to line that one up. Nobody came out to challenge it. He's got 9 first-half points, and the Dort College defenders trail 46-37. There's a timeout on the floor, charged to Peru State with 1:47 left to play in the first half. This will be a full-length timeout. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Peru State leads Dort College 46-37 with 1:47 left to go in the first half. Not a great defensive effort by the defenders so far in this one. Peru State able to get to the basket just a little too easily. And they have taken advantage of that quickness advantage. And they've opened up a 9-point lead after North College had a brief 2-point lead at 32-30 with about 6 minutes left to go in the first half. Last 4 minutes or so have belonged to Peru State as they've outscored North College 14-5. North College will inbound. This will be O'Donnell tossing it in to Lang. Half-court pressure applied by Peru State. Right side pass goes to Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up Brunsting. Brunsting Van Langen double team for a moment. Gives it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen in the corner to Lang. Lang left side. Lang picks up his dribble. Goes back to O'Donnell. 14 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back outside. O'Donnell. O'Donnell three. Rattles. No good. Rebound cleared by Peru State. Peru State up and running. Hunter. Hunter over the basketball. Reverses it. Right side over to Moore. Moore drives into the lane. Shot from 10. Missed it. Lost the handle on it. Rebound cleared out by North College. Henriksen with it. It's either going to be a rebound or a steal. That ball popped out and O'Donnell came up with it. North College. Henriksen. Henriksen three. Quick trigger. Missed it. No good. Rebound hustled after by Brunsting. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen puts it up. A lot of contact. No call made. Sakinas with a block shot. Under a minute to go in the half. Biondolo with the pass inside. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Van Langen after the missed shot by the Bobcats. Lang with it. Hesitates. Gives it up to Van Langen. 12-second difference. Shot clock and game clock. Lang underneath it goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Henriksen. Henriksen. Quantes Hunter got a hand on it, and now North College forces a tie-up. It'll be Peru State. I beg your pardon. It'll be North College basketball. So no reset on the shot clock yet. North College will inbound in front of the scorer's bench. Richard Collison hands the ball to Andrew O'Donnell, and we are underway with play. With the basketball is Critchley. Critchley, left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three ball, good. Andrew O'Donnell with his third three-pointer of the day, and the North College defenders trail 46-40. 10 seconds remaining in this half. With the basketball is Quantes Hunter. 5 seconds, wants a clear out. Critchley on the help defense. 2 seconds. They pass it into the corner, and the shot is after the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Peru State 46, North College 40. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. First half numbers look like this. Peru State 18 of 32 from the floor, 56%, 2 for 7 on threes, 28.6%, 8 for 13 on free throws, 61.5%. For North College, 13 of 36 from the floor, 36%, 5 of 16 on threes, 31.3%, 9 of 11 from free throws, 81.8%. Peru State has a 2016 rebounding advantage, 6 turnovers by the defenders, 4 by Peru State. North College is led in scoring by Andrew O'Donnell's 9 points. He's 3 for 4 from the 3-point line, 5 points for Ben Gasing, 4 for Josh Van Langen, 7 for Kobe Critchley, 4 for Alec Henriksen. Marcus Winterfeld has 1. Chad Barkema has 2. Chandler Brunsting has 3. Ben Gasing has 5. Jesse Jansma has 3. Kyle Lang has 2. Chandler Brunsting with 4 rebounds. 3 rebounds for Marcus Winterfeld. 2 for Andrew O'Donnell and Alec Henriksen. For Peru State, they are led in scoring by Quantes Hunter and Terry Moore with 9 points each. 7 for James Westbrook. 4 for Seth Nottie. 2 for Marley Biondolo. 2 for Paulius Sakinas, 6 for Marcus Nolan, 5 for Alias Burnett, and 2 for Noah Vasa. Westbrook has 8 rebounds. Snoddy has 4 for Peru State. Westbrook also with 3 assists. Moore has 2 to go along with 2 steals. For North College, Josh Van Langen with 3 assists. Of North College's 13 baskets, 7 are assists, and that is a little bit out of character for North College, only to have 13 field goals in the first half, and that assist total just a little bit less than we've become accustomed to as well. And the 40 points and a half, not as much as we've become accustomed to either. Doesn't mean a whole lot, though. Peru State with a 6-point lead at 46-40. We'll take another break, and we'll be back with the second half of today's basketball game in about 10 minutes. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. A reminder that KDCR has had a number of cancellations and changes for Sunday services because of the number of announcements and frequent changes. Please find the full list online, KDCR885.com. Under school closing, select the Other tab to see the most recent listings. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Taking a look at the other scores from around the conference. Women's basketball, earlier today it was Dort College earning a 7-point victory over Mount Mercy, 71-64. 15 points for Rachel Evavold, 14 for Abby Pruitt. The defenders 8-9 now in women's basketball. Doan over McPherson, 76-63. Jamestown over Morningside, a little bit of a surprise there, 78-74. Taylor down Dakota Wesleyan, 66-61. Hastings over Haskell, 66-50. And Northwestern a winner over San Diego Christian by a final score of 80-69. So the mix and match, a little bit of everything it seems here today in terms of women's basketball. Some upsets, some games that go according to plan. In men's basketball, Southwestern over Doan, 82-71. Morningside over Culver Stockton, 102-84. Mount Marty downs Nebraska Christian, 80-69. And Concordia is a winner over Judson, 89-74. Other GPAC basketball today, Midland's at Mid-America Nazarene. Hastings is at Tabor. York is playing Briar Cliff. And, of course, Dort College and Peru State are locked up here at halftime with Peru State leading 46-40. Pass down low on Peru State's first possession. They get it to Biondolo, and Biondolo with the two-point basket reestablishes an 8-point lead for the Bobcats. Barkema drives in. Help defense comes. He finger rolls it up anyhow. And the Dort College defenders back to within 6, 48-42 for Barkema. It's his third and fourth point of the day. Steal by Brunsting. No. Ball comes loose. Peru State comes down with it. Biondolo. Cross-court pass tipped by Barkema. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Peru State basketball. Terry Moore will throw it in the backcourt. 13 seconds on the shot clock for the Bobcats. Peru State throws it in. They get it into Quantes Hunter. Quantes Hunter with 9 points today. Pass goes into the corner. Three-pointer from the corner is good for Westbrook. He's got 10. 51-42, Peru State with a 9-point lead. Right side pass, Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen over to Critchley. Critchley, top of the key. Right side it goes, Barkema. Barkema, Brunsting. Brunsting, Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen goes right side, Barkema. Barkema with it in the right wing. Comes back out front to Critchley. Critchley with it on the right elbow. He puts it up in traffic. His shot is not good, but he is fouled on the play, and Kobe will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So Critchley, 10 of 12 this season from the free throw line, will step to the charity stripe, trying to add to his 7 points and trying to cut into this 9-point advantage that Peru State has built. First free throw is up and down for Critchley. Critchley with 8. Second on the team to Andrew O'Donnell's 9. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Critchley makes both free throws. Dort College trails by 7. Steal by Henriksen as the ball comes free. One player to beat drives in, and he is fouled on the play by Peru State, chasing him down, sending him into the tables that are set up on the baseline. That's James Westbrook. Westbrook whistled for the personal, his second. And Alec Henriksen will pick himself up and go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. So Alec Henriksen comes down favoring that left hip. And he's going to check in after these free throws. Well, he's going to check out after these free throws. Let's see. Jansma waiting at the bench. First free throw no good by Henriksen. Another one on the way for Henrickson. 51-44, Dort College down 7. Second free throw is up and good, so Henrickson makes one of two. He's got 5 points. And the defenders trail 51-45. 6-point difference. Dort College down 6, 18-20 remaining. Pass left side. With the basketball is Moore. Moore goes over to Biondolo. Biondolo guarded there by Winterfeld. And Chad Barkema whistled for a personal foul underneath. It's foul number 3 on Barkema. Pass comes in with a basketball as Snoddy. Snoddy gives it up to Westbrook. Westbrook, Snoddy. Snoddy shot no good. Rebound taken away by Critchley. Kobe ahead to Jesse Jansma. Jansma hesitates on the left wing. Comes back out front. Winterfeld. Winterfeld drives in over the right hand. Layup good. Marcus Winterfeld with 3 points. Dort College back to within 4, 51-47. Across the timeline is Hunter. Hunter comes back over to Westbrook. Westbrook down in the baseline. And Jansma's whistled for the personal foul on the rebound. That's foul number 3 on Jansma. 51-47, Dort College down 4. So after the missed shot by Peru State, Dort College got whistled for a foul on the rebound. Quantese Hunter in traffic. His lay-in is good. Hunter with a 2-point basket. He's got 11. Dort College trails 53-47. With a basketball. Out front, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, 3. Missed it. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Hunter. Quantese Hunter up the floor with the basketball. Driving in. Kicks it into the right corner. Westbrook. Westbrook, no-look pass. Biondolo. Biondolo with a 2-point bucket. And a foul called on the play against Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for his 3rd. 3-point play opportunity coming here for Peru State and Biondolo. Biondolo with 6 points. Lang, Van Langen, and Gasink are in. O'Donnell also in the ballgame. Brunsting stays on the floor for the time being. And the rotation challenged with Alec Henrickson on the bench right now. Checked out by the trainer on hand. We'll see if Alec is able to return. Left leg. It's like he banged that up on that play where he got fouled on a lay-in attempt. Right side with it is Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink drives in with the right hand. Layup good. Ben Gasink with 7 points. Dort College trails by 4, 56-49. So Dort College down 7. Forgot to factor in that 3-point play moments ago. Pass goes into the corner. Now underneath. Nothing there. Shovel pass. Snoddy. Snoddy in the lane. Lost it. Has to track it down on the 3-point corner. Gives it up to Burnett. Burnett with the basketball. Burnett down to the baseline. And we've got a foul called. And that's going to go on Josh Van Langen.
In for Peru State. Paula Sakinas. And number 5, Nolan Cass.
And Peru State. Inbounding the basketball. This is Biondolo. Biondolo's pass. Out front to Hunter. Hunter over the basketball. Hunter to Burnett. Burnett to Biondolo. Biondolo, his shot, no good. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball over to Lang. Lang with it. Dort College down 7. Right side pass goes over to Gasink. Gasink with it. Gasink to Lang. Lang right wing, 3-point line. Goes left side over to Brunsting as they reverse it. 15 to shoot. Van Langen puts it on the floor. It's taken away by Peru State. Pass underneath. And a foul called on the play against Van Langen. 3 fouls now on Van Langen. 3 on Winterfeld. 3 on Barkema. And 3 on Jansma. James Westbrook will inbound the basketball. Pass comes into Hunter. 7-point lead for the Bobcats and a chance to build on it. They kick it out. Left side, three. Up and good for Hunter. Hunter with 14. Quiet 14. 14 nonetheless. Peru State leads at 59-49. 15:30 remaining. Gasing will drive the lane. Puts it up. Draws some contact. Foul called. Misses the shot. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. He is one for one so far tonight from the charity stripe. 13. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick. See over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. Gasink with 8 points as he makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. Van Lingen will check out of the ballgame as Dort College will now have to deal with mounting foul trouble. Second free throw up and down for Gasing. So Gasing 3 for 3 today. One day after struggling from the free throw line, he's perfect so far. 3 for 3 is Gasing. Pass goes to Sakina. Sakina's shot no good. Rebound fought for Hunter. Hunter reverse layup no good. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. And they say that O'Donnell had his foot on the baseline, was out of bounds when he got the basketball. And Peru State will inbound it. James Westbrook to throw it in. Westbrook triggering, goes into the corner, gives it up to Burnett. Burnett, three, missed it, no good. Zach Bussard unable to hang on to the rebound. Here comes Peru State. They hand it off to Snotty. Snotty in traffic. His shot no good. And the rebound taken away by Buss. Zach Bussard gets it away to Lang. Lang to Bussard. Bussard to Gasing. Gasing of the basketball in the corner. Brunsting. Brunsting to Bussard. Bussard with the left hand gets it to go. And Zach Bussard with a 2-point basket. And now a chance at a 3-point play. Dort College trails 59-53 pending Bussard's 3-point play opportunity over the free throw. Dort College trailing 59-53. 14:47 remaining. Jansma is in. Brunsting is out. And I would say, judging by the body language at the end of the bench, I would be surprised if we see Alec Henriksen back in the ballgame here this evening. We'll see. He's conversing again with a trainer. Free throw on the way for Bussard is up and good. So Zach Bussard, sophomore from Papillion, Nebraska, 3-point play for the defenders. Dort College trails 59-54. The way this one has, it feels like a 12 or 14-point deficit. Dort College is right in this one, trailing by just 5, 59-54. See if they can string a couple of defensive stops together. James Westbrook on the left wing, guarded by Gasing. They pass it into the corner. This is Burnett. Burnett with it. Burnett, pass deflected. It's taken by Bussard. It's down on the floor. Zach Bussard with it. Jump ball called, alternating possession. And with 1 second on the shot clock, would have liked it to just roll around for another second or so. Then the shot clock goes off, and Dort College maintains the possession arrow. Instead, Dort College will use the tie ball, the tie-up, and they will get possession on the alternating arrow. O'Donnell gets it into Lang. 14:16 remaining in this contest. Dort College down 5. Dort College just trying to find some sort of rhythm. Bussard with it on the right corner. Gets it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell ball fake. Puts it up off of the glass. Good. Andrew O'Donnell off of the glass for 11. Dort College trails by 3, 59-56. Stripped on the way up. Lang comes away with a steal. Here comes Dort College, 3-on-3. O'Donnell sets, fires 3. Bang! Tie game. Andrew O'Donnell is 4th 3 from well beyond the 3-point line. He deadlocks it at 59-all. And the Dort College defenders fighting back from a 10-point deficit at 59-49. They've tied it with 10 in a row. We have a timeout on the floor. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 13:49 remaining in the ballgame. That's in regulation. Dort College, a three by Andrew O'Donnell. He scored the last 5 points. One on a floater from the left side. Kissed that one off of the glass. 59-59 our score. Inbounding the basketball will be Marcus Nolan for Peru State. Peru State gets the ball inbounded to James Westbrook. Westbrook guarded by Gasink. York College going with three freshmen on the floor right now. Steal by Gasink. Gasink will drive in with the right hand. Hesitates. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Marcus Nolan. Nolan driving the other way. And a steal by Lang. No, they're going to call a foul on Lang. Kyle Lang able to disrupt the shot attempt by Burnett. But Burnett will go to the free throw line for two free throws. And for Lang, that is foul number two by my count. So two free throws on the way for Burnett. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon, to be proactive. Burnett, second free throw on the way, rattles it, it's good. Burnett, a 79% free throw shooter, now 13 of 16 for the season. Peru State reestablishes a two-point lead at 61-59. Lang, right wing, gets it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Jansma. Jansma Busser, and we have a foul called. A push from behind called on Vasa. Noah Vasa has been whistled for his fourth personal foul. Inbounding the basketball, North College gets it back after the foul call. Jansma drives in. Gives it to Bussard. Bussard back over to Jansma. Jansma lost it. Picks it back up. O'Donnell. O'Donnell three for the lead. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Westbrook. Westbrook with the basketball. Westbrook passes it ahead to Burnett. Burnett with it on the right wing. Burnett gives it off to Nolan. Nolan with a driving left-handed layup. And Peru State has answered the North College challenge with a four back-to-back baskets. And now a four-point lead. 63-59. Jansma with it. Jansma cut off. Passes it back out front for Gasink. Gasink, they feed it down low for Bussard. Bussard against Sakinas. Bussard outside. And we've got a travel violation called on Zach Bussard. 12:22 remaining in regulation.
Turning for door number 11, Chandler Brunson.
York College, Peru's on defense. Peru State brings it up, and James Westbrook comes to a jump stop. Looked like a triple jump approach, more or less, and he gets called for a travel. Zach Bussard checks out of the ballgame. Josh Van Lingen will check in. A little bit more mix and match than normal here this evening. Alec Henriksen shaken up on a layup attempt earlier in the half, got fouled. Came down hard on, looked like hurt his hip. That's what he was favoring at least when he went to the free throw line. So North College going with a lineup right now of O'Donnell, Van Lingen, Brunsting, Lang, and Gasink. We had a foul call as Van Lingen got pushed from behind on the post defense. The foul is charged to Nolan. That was his first. Van Lingen on the wing. Shot clock got reset to 20. Here's Brunsting. Brunsting slicing through the lane on the cut. Two-point basket with a left-hander. North College trails 63-61. Westbrook with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Comes back to Nolan. Nolan underneath Sakinas. Ball stripped free. Coming up with it is Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting back over to Gasink. Gasink to Chandler. Chandler three from the corner. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Peru State. Burnett. Burnett with the basketball. Lost it for a moment. Sakinas comes up with it. Hands it back to Burnett. Burnett with the basketball. Westbrook. Backdoor cut. Hunter. Hunter too strong with the layup attempt. Rebound cleared by Van Lingen. Van Lingen with the basketball. Back over to Gasing. Gasing driving in. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, the trailer, Van Lingen. Van Lingen back outside O'Donnell. O'Donnell, pass stolen away by Westbrook. And Westbrook with a soft dunk. 12 points for Westbrook. And we have a delay of game warning against Peru State. O'Donnell inbounds the basketball to Lang. North College trailing 65-61. Gaysink puts it on the deck. Has Burnett on his hip. Gets the shot up, but they call the foul before the layup attempt. So free throws on the way for Ben Gaysink. Gaysink, a 1-1 opportunity coming. Both teams in the bonus from here on out. So 1-1 opportunity coming here for Gaysink. Gaysink has made all of his free throw attempts so far tonight. He is now 4-for-4 as he makes that one. Dort College trails 65-62. Another free throw on the way. This one's up. Off the mark. Fight for the basketball, though. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Peru State basketball. Peru State basketball. And Peru State will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline, the Bobcats have the basketball. Westbrook. Westbrook guarded there by Gaysink. Pass right side. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Van Lingen. Van Lingen has it tapped away by Hunter. Hunter gives it up to Nolan. Nolan with a two-point basket. He's got 10. And the defenders trail by 5, 67-62. Brunsting, Gaysink, Gaysink, ball fake. Ben Gaysink passes it back over to Lang. Lang, three, good. Kyle Lang with a three-point bucket. He's got 5. Dort College trails 67-65. So the defenders continuing to hang around, trying to give themselves a chance here in the final 10 minutes. Hunter with a basketball. Hunter drives in, and we've got a charging foul called against Peru State, Seth Snoddy. Josh Van Lingen set up, took the charge. Checking into the game, Barkema and Bussard. Checking out, O'Donnell and Van Lingen. Staying on the floor, Gaysink, Brunsting, and Lang. Well, this youthful team loses one of the players, it appears, for tonight at least. I've not seen Alec Henriksen since he left the game. In terms of back on the floor, Barkema with it on the wing. Comes back over to Lang. Lang throws it up towards the hoop after drawing the contact. He's going to go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Kyle Lang with a 1-1 opportunity. 74% free throw shooter. He can tie it here. Checking into the contest for Peru State. This will be Nolan Cass. First time we've seen Cass tonight. Now he's playing with a wrapped left leg. I'm not sure what the story is there. He's the gunner. He'll come off the bench and shoot at will. Free throw on the way for Lang after he makes the first one. Can tie it with this one. Missed it. No good. Barkema gets a hand on it. Barkema comes away with the offensive rebound. Dort College with a chance to take the lead. 67-66. Dort College down by a point. Zach Bussard is fouled on the play by Sakinas. A hold called against Sakinas, and Dort College will now shoot two free throws. His fourth. Foul number four called against Sakinas. So Bussard with a chance to give Dort College the lead with a couple of free throws. First free throw off the mark, no good. Now Dort College was shooting their free throws well in the first half. Second half, come down to earth a little bit. This will be the 11th. The 13th free throw shot by Bussard. Barred me by Dort College in this half. Tap in by Barkham. It won't go down. So a pair of missed free throws by Bussard. And the score remains 67-66. Barkham got a hand on that one. Very nearly tipped it in. Now a steal by Bussard after the pick and roll goes awry for Peru State. Dort College with it. Right wing. Lang. Lang over to Barkham. Barkham with the basketball. Barkham gives it up. Lang. Lang. Brunsting. Brunsting. Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. He's driving in and he is fouled on the play. Well, now the whistle's going against Peru State. Quantes Hunter whistled for the personal foul. Ben Gasing to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Right now, Dort College leaving some points on the table. So free throws on the way for Gasing. First one is up and good. He ties it. And Bob Ludwig's turn to have the blood pressure go up a little bit over on the Peru State sideline. Second free throw on the way is up and good. So Gasing with a pair of made free throws. He has shot 7 tonight. He's 6 of 7. He has 12 points, and the defenders have their first lead in a while, 68-67, 8:45 remaining in this ballgame. Biondolo, shot on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Brunsting. Brunsting hands it off to Gasing. Here comes Dort College. Ben Gasing with it on the right side. Passes it out front to Lang, and Gasing a little bit sloppy with that stop. Gets called for a travel. And now Peru State will get the basketball back. And Peru State will inbound the basketball with 8:30 remaining in regulation. Defenders leading by one, 68-67. Out front with the basketball is Quantes Hunter. Bounce pass down low. Kick it into the corner. Three on the way for Marcus Nolan. It's up and good. Nolan with the three-point basket. Dort College trails 70-68. Right side it goes Barkham. Barkham on the elbow. Nothing there as he picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Lang. Lang, three ball. Yep. Kyle Lang, three-point basket. 7 points in the second half. 9 points for the game. And the Dort College defenders reestablish a one-point lead, 71-70. Dort College burns one of their five remaining timeouts with 8 minutes left to go in regulation. Dort College, 71. Peru State, 70. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5.
I'm Miranda Valgersdijk, and I'm on the track team at Dort College. I appreciate the fact that Dort is a faith-based college because it reminds me of what is really important in life. The coaches stress the importance of faith in sports, and they continually remind me that in the big scheme of things, track is not the focus of our lives, which helps keep things in perspective. Instead of being so focused on success, we turn our focus to glorifying God no matter what the outcome is.
Visit dort.edu to learn more.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Both teams are going to have to deal with foul trouble before this one is all done. Dort College doesn't have anyone with four, but they've got several with three. Winterfeld, Barkham, Jansma, and Van Langen. And right now, Dort College going with this five-man set. And they've done it for a while now. As I'll reset it for you. Bussard's on the floor. Nope, Van Langen is now. Brunsting, Gasing, Barkham, and Lang. 71-70, Dort College. Leading by a point. Quantes Hunter will bring it up against Gasing. Hunter's pass over the top, corralled. Peru State driving is Nolan. Nolan travels with it. Marcus Nolan whistled for the travel. Dort College will get it back, leading by a point. Lang will walk it up for the defenders, 71-70. Lang to Brunsting out front in between the circles. Comes back to Lang. Lang with it on the wing. Back to Gasing. Gasing right side, Barkham. Barkham down to the baseline, cut off. looking for someone to pass to. 12 feet out on the right side, 9 to shoot. Comes back to Van Langen. Van Langen right elbow. Van Langen back to Lang. Lang splits the defense, tries to loop it over to Gasing. Gasing puts it up at the buzzer, and they say that the shot clock expired. And it will be Peru State basketball after the inbounds. Checking out of the contest is Burnett. Westbrook will check in for the Bobcats. Bobcats trailing by 171-70. Westbrook will bring it up. Passes left corner, Hunter. Hunter will drive left baseline. Jump stop, shot, wild shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Brunsting. Brunsting rips it down. Takes two hard dribbles, now passes it ahead to Lang. Lang, pick and roll to Van Langen. And Van Langen gets called for a travel on the pick and roll. I'm not so sure he had possession of the basketball, so I'm not sure how traveling got called there. Evidently, he had enough possession to call it. James Westbrook into the front court. He passes right side to Moore. Moore. Nice first half, been quiet since. His shot no good. Kyle Lang whistled for the personal foul. So Lang whistled for the personal foul. It's three on him. And free throws on the way for Terry Moore. Came on the shot, so Moore will be awarded two free throws. He had 9 points in the first half. Averages 11.8 points per game. He's a 74% free throw shooter, and he misses that one. O'Donnell is back in. Barkema will check out. 71-70. 6:42 remaining in this one. A long ways to go in this one. Second free throw on the way is up, and Moore ties it. 71 all with a made free throw. Terry Moore with 10 points. Pass right side, Gasing. Gasing slithers his way in with a right hand, lays it up, good. Ben Gasing able to get to the hoop regularly here this evening. He had a big game against Peru State, first meeting of these two teams back in Orange City. York College leading 73-71, but the lead is short-lived. Terry Moore comes back the other way and ties it with a driving layup of his own. 73 all, pass goes to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting, O'Donnell. O'Donnell left corner. Gasing. Gasing will drive baseline. His floater from 8, no good on the baseline. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing, Brunsting. Brunsting, three ball off the heel, too strong, no good. And now Peru State corrals the rebound, and they can come the other way and retake the lead. Tied at 73 all. 5:50 left to go. Peru State, Westbrook will set the offense. He'll back it out to the center jump circle. He's got it on the right wing. Dort College brings the double with Van Langen. Steal by Lang. And they say that Lang was on the sideline out of bounds as he touched the basketball. Brunsting checks out of the ballgame. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Peru State inbounding in front of their bench on the offensive end. Out near Coach Ludwig. Inbounding the basketball is Nolan. Nolan finds Moore. Moore left wing. Moore guarded there by Lang. Dort College hedges. They get it to Vasa. Vasa, three, no good. That's an ill-advised three by the post player. And the Dort College defenders come away with it. Gasink has it poked away from behind. Quantes Hunter tips it away. Quantes Hunter with the steal and the lay-in. He's got 16. 73-75. Peru State up by two after the turnover and the lay-in. Right side it goes to Gasink. Gasink with it on the left wing. Comes back over to Jansma. Jansma, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Lang. Lang gives it up to Van Langen. They poke it away again. Picked up this time by Gasink. Gasink, Jansma. Jansma, floater in the lane for the tie. Yes. Jansma with a pull-up. He's got five. His first field goal of the game. The other 3 points coming off layups. And a foul. Is there a foul called? There is not. Basket was counted by Moore. Moore has 14 points. And Peru State has a 77-75 advantage. And I'm not sure who called that timeout. Peru State must have.
Timeout.
Everybody a little rusty, it appears, after the Christmas break. Van Langen went up to block that shot. Moore wanted the foul call, as did Coach Bob Ludwig. They didn't get the foul call. Moore got the basket. And somehow in all of that, Peru State was charged with a timeout. 14 points now for Moore, 77-75. Peru State up by two. 4:44 remaining in this contest. This will be a full-length timeout. Let's take a break. Back with more in a moment. Kobe Critchley checks into the game for the defenders for Gaysink with 4:38 remaining. Right side with it is Van Langen. Van Langen back to Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma double team back to Critchley. Critchley looking down low for Van Langen, and we've got a foul called away from the basketball. Well, it's going to go against Noah Vasa. That's his fifth. He'll foul out of the contest for Peru State with 4:26 remaining in regulation. Josh Van Langen will shoot a couple of free throws, trying to tie it up here with the clock stopped. So free throws on the way for Van Langen. Free throw is up, rattles it, no good. That's the first miss of the day by Van Langen from the free throw line after four makes. Another free throw on the way for Van Langen. Dort College with four timeouts remaining. Peru State with one. Van Langen makes that free throw. He's got five, and the defenders trail 77-76. 4:20 and counting. Peru State basketball. Hunter drives in, kicks it off to Moore. Moore, reverse layup, tough shot, and he gets it to go. Terry Moore with 16. Dort College trails 79-76. Right side pass, it goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell over to Jansma. Jansma to Critchley. Critchley with it on the left wing. Critchley at the top of the key. Right side, Jansma. Jansma three, misses wide, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Peru State. Now Peru State playing with a three-point lead and the basketball. Peru State up the floor with it is Westbrook. Westbrook guarded there by Critchley. Westbrook gives it off to Moore. Moore with it. And we've got a foul called away from the basketball. That's going to go on Josh Van Langen. That's Van Langen's fourth. And free throws on the way for Seth Snoddy. This will be a 1-1 for Snoddy. Snoddy is 0-2 so far today, averaging 5.7 points per contest. He's got four so far. Steps to the free throw line, trying to extend the lead for Peru State from 3 to 4 or 5. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way for Snoddy as he earns the second. Peru State is led by as many as 10 in the second half. Dort College led briefly by a couple. Second free throw on the way is off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Peru State. Getting it up over the top was Roberts Burnett. And a drive into the lane by Quantis Hunter. Hunter will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that's going to be it for Josh Van Langen. Van Langen will check out of the basketball game, as he is disqualified on fouls with 5 points and 3:29 remaining. So Zach Busser checks into the contest with Peru State leading by four. Free throw is up by Hunter. It's good. 17 for Hunter, averaging 23.5 per game. This will be his eighth free throw shot tonight, and he makes that one as well. He is 6-for-8 from the free throw line, right at his season average, 82-76. Dort College down six. They need a basket. Right side it goes to Bussard. Bussard, back it comes. Left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell driving in, puts it up, gets the shot to go, and Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. 16 points tonight for O'Donnell, just about 10 better than his average of 6.6 points per game. Jesse Jansma will check out of the basketball game, checking in Chandler Brunsting. Dort College trying to go some offense, some defense for offense right now. Taking into account that Jansma has three personal fouls. O'Donnell trying to make it a three-point game, and it skips out, no good. So O'Donnell's three-point play opportunity fails. Dort College trails 82-78. He made the two, but didn't get the free throw. Didn't get the plus one. Quantese Hunter, ball stolen away as it's stabbed away by O'Donnell. Lang ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell shot no good, but a blocking foul called on Peru State. That block's going to go on Burnett. That's foul number one on him, and O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. 82-78. Dort College down by four. 2:56 remaining. These are the best kind of points for Dort College. Coming with a clock stopped as they try to cook up a comeback, and the free throw is in and out, no good. 80% of the way down, and it pops back out. Another free throw on the way for O'Donnell, trying to make it a three-point game, and he does. O'Donnell makes one of two. Defenders trail 82-79. Westbrook brings it up. Westbrook with it on the right side. He passes over to Terry Moore. Moore drops it off for Snoddy. Snoddy lost it on the way up. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Peru State basketball. 14 seconds on the shot clock. And Peru State inbounding. They get it in. And a three-pointer buried by Burnett. Burnett makes the three. He's got 10. 85-79. He got free for an open look in the corner. Lang with the basketball. Passes into the corner. Gives it up to Brunsting. Brunsting to Bussard. Bussard fouled from behind by Seth Snoddy. Snoddy whistled for his fourth. Bussard will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. That is foul number five, by the way, on Snoddy. So he will foul out of the game with 5 points at the 220 mark. 85-79, Sakinas into the contest. He'll be playing with four personals. First free throw on the way for Bussard is up. Off the mark, no good. This will be the 22nd free throw shot by Dort College here in the second half. And they have not made them all by any means. Rebound by O'Donnell, no good, but Bussard is there for the cleanup, and he knocks it down. Two-point basket by Bussard. Dort College trails 85-81. Somehow O'Donnell got in for that offensive rebound. Westbrook driving in. Brunsting got a piece of it. Westbrook able to finish with the runner, though. He's got 14. And the defenders trail 87-81. Lang has it poked away by Hunter. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College 50% from the free throw line here in the second half. 11 of 22 by my count. Critchley inbounding. He gets the ball inbounded. Now gets the return pass from Bussard. Critchley on the right elbow. Critchley, Bussard, Bussard, Critchley, Critchley, free throw line, drives in, lost it, Bussard picks it up, and Zach Bussard gets the short shot to go. He's got seven, and the defenders trail 87-83. 87-83, our score. Dort College by four. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5, Peru State with an 87-83 lead. Bringing the basketball up is Westbrook. Westbrook driving in, dumps it off. Reverse lay-in is good for Burnett. Burnett with 12, and the defenders trail 89-83. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. And Westbrook has just fouled out of the ball game. There was something going on when that last timeout was called. He will foul out with 14 points and 118 remaining in the game. I'm not going to venture to guess what was going on, but words were exchanged. Coach Bob Ludwig for Peru State was upset about something, and he was yelling towards the Dort College huddle during that timeout. Don't know what if it was directed towards a Dort player, Dort coaching staff, or the referee that was in the vicinity, but there was definitely something going on during that timeout. And then right out of the timeout, James Westbrook fouls out of the contest on a foul called away from the basketball. 89-84 as Bussard makes one of two free throws. 1:12 remaining in the half, in the ball game. Peru State with a five-point advantage. Hunter guarded there by O'Donnell. Ben Gasing gets the hand on the pass. Tips it away, out of play. 14 seconds on the shot clock. 101 on the game clock. Peru State looking to inbound the basketball. They get it into Biondolo. Biondolo with the basketball working against Brunsting. Passes into the corner. And driving in for the two-point basket is Moore. Moore will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot for the three-point play. 89-91-84. And free throw on the way for Terry Moore. 91-84, Peru State up 7. Dort College had it tied at 75. That was the last time we were tied. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 92-84, Moore with a three-point play. Right side, it goes to Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline, back over to Lang. Lang to Gasing. Gasing, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three, misses to the side, no good. Trying to corral the rebound was Brunsting, and they say that he stepped out of bounds as he got to that basketball on the baseline. And now the math gets hard to work out for Dort College. They trail 92-84. Peru State inbounding. Throwing it in will be Terry Moore. Moore with it in the backcourt. Brunsting tried to commit a foul. No call made. And now the whistle comes in late. Not sure if the official didn't have his whistle in his mouth at that point, but they do get the foul call, albeit a little late. Free throws on the way for Moore. He'll shoot two. Terry Moore with 9 points in the first half. 19 points right now, and there's number 20 for Moore. Jansma checks back into the contest. Checking out will be Critchley. 93-84. 36.2 seconds remaining. Peru State stretching this out. Trying to make it a season sweep of the season series with the defenders. And Moore makes both free throws. Dort College, Lang. Lang on the right side. Lang. Ball deflected. It's taken away by Hunter. Hunter scoops it up with the right hand, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball, driving the other way. His layup attempt, no good. And it's 15 seconds left to go in regulation, and Peru State will pull it out after Dort College misses on the driving layup attempt. And that's going to be your final. Peru State 94, Dort College 84. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap. Right up. Sitting the KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. The Dort College defenders on the short end of a 94-84 decision here this evening at the Corn Palace as Peru State downs Dort College. Dort College trailed much of the first half. They were down 46-40 at halftime. Trailed by as many as 10 at 59-49. But the defenders able to rally, tied it at 59, actually took the lead very briefly at 71-70 and again at 73-71. That was their last lead. It was tied at 75 all. Peru State took the lead for good at the 4:44 mark, 77-75, and the defenders never able to get closer than four the rest of the way. 85-81 they were down, 87-83 they were down. End up losing by 10, 94-84. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 27 of 60 from the floor, 45%, 8 of 25 on threes, 32%, 22 of 34 from the free throw line, 64.7%. 13 of 23 in the second half from the free throw line for the defenders, so they did leave some points on the table. Peru State was 35 of 62 from the floor, 56.5%. 6 of 14 from the three-point line, 42.9%. 18 of 25 from the free throw line, 69.2%. Peru State out-rebounded Dort College 33 to 29. Turnovers, Peru State 13, Dort College 15. Individually, Dort College was led tonight by Andrew O'Donnell's 17 points. Ben Gasing added 13, 9 for Kyle Lang, 8 for Zach Bussard, 9 for Kobe Cridgley, 5 each for Chad Barkema and Chandler Brunsting, 5 for Alec Henriksen, 3 for Marcus Winterfeld, 5 for Jesse Jansma, 5 for Josh Van Langen, and 8 for Zach Bussard. Dort College's Chandler Brunsting led them with 7 rebounds, 4 rebounds for Andrew O'Donnell, 3 each for Josh Van Langen, Ben Gasink, and Marcus Winterfeld. 2 steals for Alec Henriksen, and 2 steals for Kyle Lang. Also 2 steals for Zach Bussard. For Peru State, they were topped by Terry Morris, 21 points, 18 for Quantese Hunter, 14 for James Westbrook, 13 for Marcus Nolan, 12 for Burnett, 7 for Biondolo, 5 for Seth Snoddy, 2 for Noah Vasa. Rebounding, Westbrook ended up with 9. He also had 8 assists. Quantese Hunter had 6 steals. Coach Ross Dahma has made his way over to the broadcast area, and we visit with him now as the Dort College defenders on the short end of that 10-point loss. Coach Dahma, I thought your team in stretches tonight with who you were putting on the floor competed hard, made a 10-point comeback in the second half, but just a few little things here and there, and Peru State ends up, I don't know if overpowering would be the right word, but the matchups they presented in terms of the quickness they could put on the floor ended up causing some problems, and they got to the free throw line enough, they got to the basket enough, and they come away with a 10-point win. I guess your assessment tonight of your team's performance in the loss to Peru State.
That is frustrating, Mike, that we didn't come out and play very well in the first half defensively. And I didn't think we were very good offensively either. We're a young team, and playing on back-to-back days has really been difficult for us. And it takes a lot of mental and emotional investment to get to a point where you can play 2 quality games in a matter of 48 hours. And we just have not been able to do it. Fortunately, going forward, we won't have to do it again unless you make the national tournament, which would be great. We'd like to have that opportunity to see if we've gotten better at it. But it has been a struggle. And, you know, yesterday we came out, played, I thought, extremely hard, a lot of energy, and really, really had some things going well for us. Tonight I thought that we did what I was pleased with is that we did battle back after being down at different points throughout the game. And then we also had a fine, like you mentioned, alluded to, some unique combinations with Alec out, and that was good to see. There were some individual performances that were good. Zach Bussard came in and gave some really good minutes. Andrew O'Donnell played a very good game for us tonight. But collectively, we didn't get enough across the board, and a lot of young kids, and not many of them were able to play really well back-to-back days. And so that's something that, as this team matures over the course of the season and years to come, that I believe will come, and then it'll develop for us, but right now we struggle with it. That said, within little stretches, there were good things.
Is it physical fatigue? Is it mental fatigue? Can you put your finger on it? Can you and the coaching staff put your finger on it? Obviously, if you could correct it, you would. I'm not asking how you correct it. Yeah. I'm just asking if you can you figure it out. Is it mental or physical or a combination of both?
Well, I think it's a combination of both, but one precedes the other, and you get physically tired a little bit. And then mentally, you just got to be a real, real tough guy to fight through it. And this Peru State team has a lot of seasoned veterans who have played basketball for a long, long time, some up to five years. And we've got young guys that really haven't done that where they needed to do it really well. Some have played back-to-back days, but you don't need to do it at a really high level where the window for error is extremely small. And you're playing against somebody who's as good at or in some cases better than you that really takes its toll mentally. And so the physical precedes the mental, and you got to really battle through mentally. And like I said, we saw that in spurts tonight. We played a very poor first half, and we came out and got down 9 in the second half and just battled and battled and battled and fought. But where we see that happen is at the foul line, where we missed a lot of opportunities. We missed some layups when we should have had them, where it's just a little minute thing, but when you're really dialed in and invested mentally and emotionally, you finish those plays off. It's not much. It's a very, very small margin, but that's where this young group is at right now, and we'll do all we can to try to get them to mature throughout the course of the next 12 games that we have to put that on display.
Alec Henriksen went down hard after a foul on a layup attempt, came up favoring one of the legs, just unable to go, obviously, in the last 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, I have to really have somebody when we get back diagnose it and see what's the scoop with that ankle, but it is a lower foot injury, and he was tacked well there, and it was good to see, and just too bad that he wasn't able to continue tonight, Mike.
Next week it's Hastings, and I don't want to say the real season begins, but the heart of the season, those 12 games in the GPAC, this is where we really find out, I guess, how this team has progressed and what they can do yet over the next 6 weeks or so.
For sure, and this is a good classic for us to be in, and that we saw some really outstanding guards in these two games. I mean, it's no secret. Every other coach knows it. Very, very quick athletic guards are a problem for us. And you mentioned the matchups when we started here. Peru State has some guards that are simply bigger, faster, and more physical than ours. You get into GPAC play, and there are some extraordinary guards in our league, but the physical ability that these guys had here tonight, we probably won't see at quite the level in GPAC. And so we hope that defensively we can do some better things. But you're right, 12 games to go to see once how quickly we can get better. And said it all along, I really like this group. I mean, they're very upset and frustrated that we, lost. It's just how do you prepare throughout a day to get ready to play 40 great minutes when you're 18 and 19? And we got to be able to do it. We have to be able to do it. And so looking forward to trying to help this young team grow during the remaining time we have together.
That's Coach Ross Dama. Thanks for stopping by, and go get him next week at Hastings.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Sports on KDCR. Once again, our final score, Peru State 84, Dort College 74. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.